Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring James Graff as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, Claire Skinner as Hope, and Andy Hamilton as Satan. Welcome to the show. Lovely to have you on the show.
It's lovely to be here.
I'd like to begin, if I may, with your autobiography, which is out this week, I believe, and which has this very, very arresting title.
Yes, it's called Me.
Yes, I tell me, why did you choose that title?
Well, because it's about me. You know, that's the real me, not the me that I read about in the papers. Because to me, that me isn't the real me at all. The real me is the me in this book, and this me is totally honest, because that's what the real me is like. And so that's why I call the book Me, because that's who I am. I'm me. I'm just me.
Yes. Now, you say the book is honest, and it certainly is, but there are some, aren't there, who suggest that some sections of your book are maybe a fraction too candid.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking in particular of the league table of your former lovers, in which you rate them in order of sexual inadequacy.
Well, you know, I'm just being honest. I'm me, and I had to be honest if I was to go on a personal journey to explore what it means to be me.
I see. And this personal journey, what do you feel is the main thing you've discovered about yourself?
That I'm talentless.
Talentless.
And self-obsessed, yeah. A whinging, whining egomaniac.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know. I didn't want to say any of it. The words just leapt out of my mouth against my will.
Moving on to your new TV show,
My face is solid Botox.
What?
See? It's happening again. Some demonic force is taking control of my will, and I have my breasts repointed in Brazil.
Sadly, that's all we've got time for tonight.
Help me!
A big thank you to my guests for
coming
on.
No! I used to be a man!
And so it went on, Prof, yeah, until she ended up going completely doolally live on air.
Completely doolally?
Yep, as mad as a royal butler. It was... I reckon it was arguably my finest piece of satanic possession since Michael Jackson and the Playful Baby Dangly.
Well, what you've done to that girl is cruel and barbaric, even by your standards. And you can stop smiling, it's not a compliment.
Well, it is in my book.
Where's the poor girl now? In some mental institution?
Yeah, not anymore, no. She slashed her wrists.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what the commentator said.
The commentator?
And they screened it live on Channel 4. Celebrity Wrist Slash, sponsored by Gillette. Yeah, it's what they call event TV.
If she was driven to slash her wrist, surely that was a cry for help.
Nah, it was a career move. And it worked. She's already been offered a job as the studio host on this new series where Vanessa Feltz, Rick Waller and Uri Geller are marooned on a desert island.
And what happens then?
Well, nothing. They're just left there. It's a format based on audience research, apparently.
So, the nervous breakdown girl's okay, eh?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I'm giving up trying to shame these famous types. They just bounce back from their personal hell and turn it to their advantage. I should have learnt my lesson after the Hamiltons, you know. Thought I'd stitch Neil and Christine up like kippers, but no. I never knew the word disgraced could be used as a term of affection. And they're performing panto now. I mean, if that's not child abuse, what is? I mean, it's... Oh, well, anyway, I'd best get back up to the world of men. It's New Year up there. I thought I'd see you in 2003 by visiting chaos and destruction on the people of the Western world. Not that they'll notice, mind. They'll all be busy sending text messages about their sex lives. And an endless exchange of vowel-free pointlessness.
And who are the Hamiltons?
Eh? Who are the Hamiltons? Where have you been?
Well, down here. Oh, I died in 1995, so I don't know who the Hamiltons are.
Well, then you're blessed, you jammy git. You know what? I reckon the Hamiltons are another one of God's cruel practical jokes, you know, along with stress incontinence and putting male genitalia on the outside. He just does it to wind us up.
That's an interesting choice of words.
Hey?
You said us. You lumped yourself in with humanity.
Oh, no.
Is it because maybe deep down you identify with humans?
Yeah, that's rather offensive, isn't it, Prof? You are accusing me of identifying with humans when you know full well that I regard them as a revolting and inherently corrupt life form.
Oh, come on. Where's your evidence for that?
Excuse me.
It just arrived.
Excuse me. These demons are a disgrace. This place is a shambles.
You got a complaint, Thomas?
Yes, I...
No, I mean, you've got a complaint. I've just given you leprosy, you see? Your arms gone putrid.
Oh, no.
Here you go again. You're just demeaning yourself.
No, I'm demeaning Thomas. Try and keep up, Prof.
You demean yourself when you persecute him. And it's obvious why you do it.
Yeah, you know what, Prof? I think you're going to have a lot of trouble developing this little thesis of yours, partly because it's based on some rather shaky intellectual assumptions, but mainly because I've just turned you into a blue bottle. Yes, I know that's a pretty cheap way to win an argument, but hey, that's just the way I am, I'm me. Now then, Thomas, there was something you wanted to say.
Yes, you see...
Actually, could you stand off a bit? Only your arm's a bit whiffy.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Sorry. You see, the trouble is, you probably remember you ordered these two demons here to take me away, strip me naked, paint my body with the distinctive black and white stripe markings of the African zebra.
Zebra, yeah.
And then make me stand next to your pool of pet crocodiles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, this wasn't something I was looking forward to, obviously. But at least I sensed it would be quick. And well, I knew what to expect. And that's what I've been doing. Expecting it!
What, you mean it hasn't happened yet? I'm so sorry, Thomas. That's inexcusable. You two, what are your names again?
My name is Pusface, Your Majesty.
And I am Puke Stench, Your Highness.
Oh, right. Pusface and Puke Stench. Sounds like a firm of solicitors, doesn't it? Anyway, what is the reason for this delay?
Well, Your Majesty, it's just that we've been a little stretched, you know, what with the war against terror and everything. The intake of damned mortals is the highest since records began.
Right. And now they've gone and invented extreme sports.
Yeah, that's right. We've been inundated with young Australians called Scott.
Oh, this is pathetic. You're tolerating a culture of excuses, and that's very poorly dished.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. I never used to tolerate this kind of efficiency shortfall from my workforce. Oh, no. Every morning, I say to them, if I catch any of you underperforming, then he's going straight back to the orphanage in Bangladesh.
Yeah, well... Well, look, Thomas, I'm sorry that you've experienced this efficiency shortfall, but you will now be escorted to my crocodile pool, where you can experience a limb shortfall, OK?
About time, too. Bring it on. Let's get it over with.
Oh, what now? Go on. Yeah, it's all very well to quote Nietzsche at me, but, you know, when he wrote that, I'm sure he wouldn't have applied it to a naked man painted to look like a zebra.
Well, Master.
Oh, God.
We have a terrible problem, Master. You see, the... Oh, hi, Puke Stench, Pusface. How's things?
Oh, you know, busy.
No rest for the wicked.
Tell me about it.
Doesn't get any easier, does it?
You're not wrong there.
No, he's not wrong.
I wish I was wrong.
We all wish he was wrong.
So you're busy, then?
Rushed off our hooves.
Busy. Still,
t'was ever thus.
T'was ever thus, indeed.
Yeah. Excuse me, can I say something fatuous? I'm feeling a bit left out.
I'm sorry, Master.
Yeah, now, what is this problem you were on about before you got caught up in all that intellectual cut and thrust there?
Well, my leisure, the problem is... Well, where's the Professor?
Hey? Oh, he's around here somewhere. Oh, there he is, circling that light bulb. Again and again. Why do they do that? Is it... Now, spit it out. What is this problem?
It's a woman. She's in the arrivals lounge and...
Yes?
Well, I don't think she should be. She shouldn't be in hell. She seems to have led a completely blameless life.
Well, that's what we said about Mother Teresa. Until we found out about the protection racket. Then there was St. Francis of Assisi and that rugby weekend in Amsterdam. And the Venerable Bede. Being less than venerable with those underage Viking lady boys. I mean, nobody's perfect, and this one won't be any exception. Where is she?
She's in this waiting room here.
Right, so you know this sorted. I don't like the sound of that, scumspawn. That's the same that you came out with moments before you told me that we'd just taken delivery of Oliver Reed.
Oh, yes.
And that he'd drunk the Lake of Fire. Do you remember that?
I remember the belch.
Oh, okay. human flamethrower, wasn't he? So, historically, I do not like that arm. What's the cause of it this time?
Well, it's just... Well, this new arrival, she's... Well, she's extremely beautiful.
Scumsport, she's a human being, ergo she is revolting.
I disagree, sire. I find her very beautiful.
Well, of course you do. You're hideous. To you, everyone is beautiful. You'd be struck dumb by Anne Widdicombe's ugly sister, you know.
Really, my liege, I think this one is beautiful by any objective standard.
No, there is no objective, Scumsport. It's all subjective. You know the saying... Beauty lies in the eye of the self-deluding idiot.
But
Listen, beauty, as the humans call it, is just a hormone-stimulating symmetry of physical features...
But hers is more than just physical beauty. It's a sort of spiritual beauty.
You are such a soppy ass.
But I'm not soppy,
sir. You are soppy. You're the only demon I know who owns a teddy.
Oh, that's not mine. It's A.A. Milne's. Uh-huh. I'm tormenting him by... keeping it from him.
Yes, well, I think we best just draw a veil over the whole shameful business, don't you, before we get on to your borrowing Attila the Hun security blanket. Now, open up, come on.
Very well, my liege.
You know, I think I might give her one of my awesome satanic laughs, you know, because I haven't done any of those for a while, have I?
As you wish, my lord.
Ha! 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 Cower before me, pitiful mortal. For you're
not too hot, are you? Only I can turn down the thermostat on the inferno.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
It's no trouble, because
really,
it kicks in if there's a bit of a draft. Don't go to
any trouble on my account.
Sure. Right.
Told you.
My name's Hope. Hope Fraser.
Oh, right, my name's Satan. Satan. Prince of Darkness.
Oh, right. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah, all bad, I hope.
It's funny. I thought you'd be taller somehow.
Well, I can be taller if I feel like it. You know, I can be any height I choose. I can be 100 foot high, but that's not a good working height, you know.
No, of course not.
Also, if I was to go around choosing to be 100 foot tall all the time, I think I'd come across as insecure, you know. And I'm not. I'm very secure, you know. I'm happy in my own skin. Hope. That's a nice name. Hope.
My parents named their children after the seven virtues.
Oh, I see.
Unfortunately, they had 8 kids, so I've got a little brother called Tidiness.
Tidiness. I like that. Oh, Tidiness. Well, yes, comes from what is it?
I thought perhaps you'd like to go through Miss Fraser's file.
What? Oh, yes, all right, yes. You see, Hope, my junior colleague here, can find no sinful reason why you've been consigned to our little realm of torment, so if you just bear with me while I glance through your records, all right. Okay, parked on a single yellow in Godalming. No, it won't be that. Oh, this will be it. Lied to a friend who starred in Amdram production of Sound of Music. Told her she performed well when in fact she was crap. No, it can't be that. No. There must be something. Just give me a moment to...
The Sound of Music's my favourite musical.
Really?
Oh, yes. In fact, Satan likes it as well, even though, generally speaking, he loathes anything remotely musical. But he quite often watches The Sound of Music on video. Only in the version he watches, the nuns give the Von Trapp family to the Nazis.
Oh, dear.
It means that Christopher Plummer doesn't get to sing Edelweiss, and the Stormtroopers singing Climb Every Mountain does rather change the tone of the ending.
I can't find anything in here. Perhaps there's a clue in the circumstances of your death. How did you die, Hope?
On the tube. I fell in front of a train.
What, a moving train? How unlucky is that? The odds must have been millions to one against, surely.
I mean, normally I wouldn't have been using the tube, but the traffic in London's got so bad now that...
Oh, I know. You should see it, Scumsport. The drivers are all going constantly ballistic because all the traffic signals have been changed so that the green light only lasts 4 seconds. It's hilarious.
Right.
And the really funny thing is they all think Ken Livingston did it.
It's you!
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You were instrumental in Hope's death?
Yeah, no, shut up, Scumsport, I wasn't, no.
Indirectly?
No, not in any way, shape, but don't listen to him, Hope, he's a moron. Are you sure you're not too hot? Only, you know, we can open the windows. You sure?
I'm fine.
Oh, well, this is all so frustrating, Hope. I just can't find anything in your file. Oh, I know, always check the obvious. Do you believe in God?
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, with an ask.
I'd have thought my Salvation Army uniform was a bit of a clue.
Well, it was a long shot, I know, but I like your tambourine, by the way. Yeah, I like percussion instruments. They're noisy, but without any intrusive trace of melody.
Yes. It's got a nice sound, hasn't it?
Yes, yes, it has, yeah. You can put it down now, Scumsport.
Oh, sorry, my liege. Couldn't resist it.
You've covered it in putrid slime. I'm so sorry.
No problem. It'll soon wipe off. Have you got a damp cloth?
No, I'm afraid Hell's a little short on damp cloths. keep meaning to get some in.
I'll just wait for it to dry.
Right, yes. I'm so sorry, sir. Well, look, can you think of any reason why you might have been damned? I mean, I don't know, perhaps there was an occasion where you passed by on the other side, or... Or maybe a spot of coveting, you know. Perhaps some bloke drove past in a nice sports car and you thought, ooh, that's a nice sports car. Wouldn't mind having one like that, see? That'd be coveting.
Would it?
Yes.
Surely it's only coveting if she wants the particular sports car that belongs to the bloke who drove past.
No, that's a very literal understanding of coveting.
It's surely what you're describing is more like non-specific admiring.
Look, I am not going to quibble with you, Scumspawn, about the correct definition of coveting, which is a grey area and requires specialist knowledge. And the only specialist knowledge you have is how to suppurate other people's tambourines.
Please, it really doesn't matter about the tambourine.
He has to be told, Hope. He shouldn't interfere with people's stuff. Now... Hope. Lovely name. I'm sorry, I just don't know what to do with you. I mean, there's clearly been some administrative error. And
two administrative errors.
What?
Well, I just noticed, looking more closely at Hope's file, she was supposed to die when she was 87 years old, see?
Oh, and how old are you, Hope, if I might be so ungallant?
I'm 23.
Well, you've been cheated out of 64 years of your life.
Oh, that's a blow.
What? 64 years, doesn't that make you angry?
Anger is a sin. Oh, sorry, you probably know that, don't you?
Yeah. So you're not angry?
No, the good Lord teaches us to accept what providence sends.
Yeah, but this isn't providence, this is incompetence. I blame death. You know, he's always doing this, he's useless. How he keeps that job, I do not know, eh, Scumspawn?
Well, if he had any self-respect, he'd resign.
Yeah, it makes me laugh when you humans characterise him as this remorselessly efficient spectre.
Oh, yeah, Death the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, down here we call him Death the Great Tosser, don't we, Scumspawn?
He's got no attention to detail, that's the trouble.
He's sloppy, yeah. That's why the good die young, it's because Death can't be bothered to check the paperwork. He's a shambles, got no idea.
No, of course, it doesn't help that he's got that number blindness thing. You know, sort of numerical dyslexia.
I know. I mean, I'm not saying the disabled shouldn't be allowed to work, of course they should. But for the job of Death, I just happen to think the ability to distinguish between a 6 and a 9 is a pretty basic requirement, you know? And his reading skills aren't all that hot, either.
No. That's why the world of sport lost Duncan Edwards instead of Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's no use crying over spilt blood.
I'm so sorry about this, Hope. I mean, obviously, we'll find you the nicest quarters we can.
Oh, yes, well away from the whalers.
And needless to say, you'll be excused the usual tormenting. You know, that'd just be adding insult to injury, which is normally something I enjoy, but in the circumstances, not appropriate, you know.
You're very sweet.
Am I? Gosh. Well, what are you grinning at, Scumspawn?
I'm not grinning, sir. This is a poorly executed grimace.
Yeah, it better be, yeah. Now, Hope, would you like a little tour of my domain? It's quite impressive. Lots of celebs. I mean, if there's any historical figure you particularly admire, I could arrange for you.
Oh, well, the people I admire won't be in hell. I mean, they're all good people.
Right, uh-huh. Well, you never know. Try me.
All right, then. I'd like to meet Jane Austen.
No, she's not here.
Yes, she is.
Scumspawn. I do not want to subject Hope to all that effing and blinding. And spitting.
Sorry.
Anyone else, Hope?
Florence Nightingale, is she here?
No, she's not, is she, Scumspawn?
No, definitely not. No, way.
Never been here.
No, not Florence Nightingale, no.
Well, who else, then? Well, I've always admired Queen Victoria.
Ah, yes, we have a winner. Come and meet Queen Victoria. We'll take you the pretty way via the pit of papal punishment.
How are the popes being punished?
They're all pregnant.
Yes, yes. They're all condemned to be eternally 8.5 months gone. Apart from Pope Innocent the Seventh.
Yeah, and Pope Not So Innocent the Eighth.
Yes, they're both eternally in labour. And it's octuplets.
Yeah, and the really bad news is they're all breech. Come on, I'll show you around. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy that.
I just found it distressing.
Sorry.
Especially when Pope Innocent VIII started begging for an epidural.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It wasn't suitable viewing.
And who are those poor wretches over there?
Hey, oh, they're all farmers. They weren't organic farmers, obviously. Hence the giant chicken stuffing them into tiny crates and force-feeding them dried sewage.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, they moan a lot, but, you know, I mean, they're farmers, aren't they? If it wasn't that, it'd be something else, so... here we are, the monarch section. Where do we keep Victoria? This comes from?
In here, the dungeon next to Henry VIII.
Oh, yeah.
You were amused by the contrast.
Oh, yeah. Your Majesty, I'd like you to meet one of your biggest fans, Queen Victoria. This is Hope Fraser.
It's an honour to meet you, Your Highness.
Tell me, how fares my beloved England? Do people still revere the royal family due to its Christian righteousness and upright conduct?
Will you tell her, or shall I?
Well, Your Majesty, the Queen is still much loved, but there have been a few... well, quite a few scandals.
Anything involving goats?
No.
Oh, so not too bad, then.
So were there scandals in your day?
Yes, but we suppressed them. We would simply summon the Prime Minister and inform him that our nephew was Jack the Ripper. But it was a private matter and would be dealt with by a strongly worded letter.
I see.
And in a similar dignified fashion, we dealt with the matter of Disraeli and the chimney sweeps. And Florence Nightingale and the opium.
You mean Florence Nightingale was an opium addict?
No, not an addict, dear. She was a dealer. The nursing provided a perfect front while she and her gangs ran most of the dens in Limehouse. And if you crossed her, she'd burn you with her lamp.
You said Florence Nightingale wasn't down here.
Well, you know, she was a hero of yours, isn't she? I didn't want you to be disillusioned and, you know, you got enough problems. But have you got any other questions for Her Majesty?
Yes, Your Highness, I'd like to ask you why you're sharing your accommodation with Harpo Marx.
You'd better ask your friend there.
Well, I don't know. It just felt like a suitable torment, you know, to give her Harpo, you know, for someone who didn't like people trying to amuse her. Anyway, it's not always Harpo, is it, Your Highness?
No, sometimes it's Coco the Clown with his funny exploding car. And occasionally it's someone called Mr. Pastry.
And sometimes it's all of them, isn't it, Your Highness? But mostly it's Harpo.
Can we go, please? This is getting rather depressing.
One more pluck on that harp and it's going where the sun don't shine.
I'm so sorry, Harpo. I thought this would be interesting. You know, I didn't expect Queen Victoria to go and blurt out all that stuff. Or expose Florence Nightingale. Or headbutt Harpo Marx.
Dearest Albert taught me that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Harpo. I shouldn't have bought you. I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, that's a first.
Hey?
That's the first time I've heard you use the phrase, I didn't mean to upset you.
Yes, I did say that, didn't I?
Sorry, but I think your domain is a very cruel and heartless place.
But I'm only doing my job, you know? This is hell. I am supposed to...
At last. Oh. I've been hunting high and low for you. Yet again, your staff have underperformed abysmally. And, well, hello. What have we here? Ring-a-ding.
Hello.
This is Hope, Thomas.
A lovely name for a lovely lady.
Thomas sees himself as something of a ladies' man.
Hey, don't take my word for it. Ask the chicks who know. Just mention my name and then listen for the orgasms. And I don't normally look like this. I'm not normally, naked. And painted to look like the rear end of a zebra. This isn't the real me.
Of course
no,
not.
No, no. Wouldn't want you to think I'm some kind of a madman.
Right.
Now, I've come to formally complain that I've not been attacked by crocodiles.
And you're not a madman.
No.
Actually, Thomas, I'm glad you're here, which is not a phrase you'll have heard before, because you can help me explain something to Hope. You see, Hope, Thomas embodies what my job's about, because he is the very quintessence of human depravity, responsible for all sorts of crimes. Murder?
Nothing was proved. I was having lunch with Jeffrey Archer.
Rape?
I didn't drug them. They blacked out from pleasure.
And other crimes so numerous and so unspeakable that even I find them upsetting. And I'm Satan, you know, I've seen a lot. So the way it works is that for all the suffering he's caused, I punish him eternally, see? Now the punishments take many forms. Right now he's waiting to be torn apart by crocodiles.
Which is brutal and sadistic.
Oh, well, it's not the most sadistic of His Majesty's punishments. Oh, no, no. He can conjure up giant carnivorous lobsters, 40-foot-long tapeworms with venomous teeth, face-eating jellyfish, ferocious bushfires.
Bushfires?
Yeah, where their pubic hair bursts into flames. Yeah. Allow me to illustrate on Thomas.
Oh, no, no, no. No, not
please,
that, not
don't.
That.
Oh, go on, it'll be just like fireworks night, only a lot louder.
No, please, I am begging you not to. Please, I can't bear this
all right.
Cruelty.
No, no,
please stop.
No, all right. Don't cry, Hope. I'm not going to do it. Oh, don't you, sir. Might have known you'd stick your oar in. Yeah, there was nothing to do with a spark of humanity in me. I just didn't want the mutants or some girl, no, screaming her head off. I didn't want it. No, just back off.
Why is he arguing with a blue bottle?
That's the professor. You'd like him. He's a bit like you, only balder.
Right, OK, one more buzz out of you, and I am fetching the biggest rolled-up newspaper you've ever seen. OK, now, I'm sorry, Hope, but this whining is the reason you can't remain in hell. Shut it. Yeah, I don't care what Bertrand Russell says, OK? See, Hope, the professor here has also led a blame-free existence. Apart from the small tactical error of not believing in God. Personally, I think God should be big enough to see past that, but, well, God doesn't agree. He likes being worshipped, you know?
Yes, he's very needy like that, you know. A bit like Princess Diana.
Yeah, yeah, without the weakness for dodgy men. You see, the prof doesn't belong here, and neither do you. And I don't like having the undeserving damned around. It just inhibits me. I mean, already I've been cheated out of making a bonfire at Thomas's groin, and that would have been fun. We could have toasted marshmallows and everything, couldn't we?
It wouldn't have been fun. It would have been pointless and cruel, and by doing it, you'd have demeaned yourself. And I sense that you know that.
You see, you're doing it. You're doing it. It's what he does, and it's what I'm not prepared to put up with. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
You'll see. Scumsborn, you better come with me. I might need an extra pair of claws on this one. Thomas?
Yep.
Go find Pusface and Puke Stench, and they'll take you to my pet crocodiles.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, and Thomas?
Yes?
They're not ordinary crocodiles.
Why aren't they ordinary?
Well, because ordinary crocodiles don't have a sense of humour.
What form does their sense of humour take?
Oh, I wouldn't want to spoil it for you, because a lot of it's about surprise. Where are we headed, Prof? Well, this story's not over. Oh, no, we're off on a quest to confront death with hope, and quite possibly the threat of legal action.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, James Grouth as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Claire Skinner as Hope, with Michael Fenton-Stevens, Felicity Montague, and Philip Pope. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew-Archer.